Nolte, reports as CNN fired two adults over consensual relationship. By John Nolte on February 16, 2023. After snitch Jake Tapper ratted him out, the New York Post reports CNN fired Tapper's executive producer Federico Quadrini over a consensual relationship with a co-worker. New York Post. But just as Quadrini and his girlfriend, they were about to be cleared of the HR probe, Tapper was presented with something that he couldn't ignore last Wednesday, and his right-hand man was out at CNN by Friday, we're told. Jake was made aware of it and acted quickly. Someone discovered something accidentally and brought it to Tapper. He delivered it to Human Resources, and they were terminated, the second source said. The Daily Mail nailed Tapper perfectly. However, as Quadrini was heading for an all-clear from HR, Tapper was presented with evidence of an affair that he couldn't ignore. Straight-laced Tapper has no tolerance for unprincipled sexual behavior from staffers working on his show, which led him to bring the evidence straight to HR and resulted in the termination of both employees. Tapper has no tolerance is exactly right. Tapper really is Frank Burns. If these reports are true, what a disloyal, low-life tattletale Tapper is. Hey, at least someone over at Kalal is speaking the truth. Despite Quadrini and the subordinate both missing from CNN's Washington bureau on Friday, they're consenting adults and no one's particularly feeling like this is some big scandal, the second source concluded. Two consenting adults have been fired because they fell for each other at work. Raise your hand if you met your significant other at work. Raise his hand. My wife ran a department. I mowed grass and shoveled snow. We've been together 37 years, married for 33. Apparently, Quadrini is married, but it is still no one's business. The issue of adultery is between Quadrini and his wife. We don't know what's happening in that marriage. They might be separated. They might have an open marriage. People are human beings and make mistakes. It's nobody's business. If it's not interfering with the quality of the work, it is certainly not an employer's business. Even if some employees are complaining over something that is none of their business. Stop gossiping like a bunch of old ladies, you shallow buttonskis, and get back to work. Is this the next phase in the left's war on heterosexual sex and relationships? Firing you for falling for someone at work? Where else are we supposed to meet someone? Work is the perfect place to meet. Unlike a bar or blind date, you can really get to know that person. And as long as the relationship in no way interferes with work, and there is no evidence that was the case at CNN, it's nobody's business. Oh, but America's most self-regarding hall monitor thought it was his business and ratted on a guy he's worked with for some 10 years. What a creep. I can come up with better reason to fire Quadrini. Have you seen Jake Tapper's ratings lately? Probably not. You need a microscope. How about all the lies Tapper has broadcast over the years? You'd think that would be a fireable offense. Well, not at CNN. But that's CNN for you. You can meddle in elections. You can lie about meddling in elections. You can spread violence, encourage domestic terrorism, manufacture conspiracy theories, deliver humiliating ratings, and not only keep your job but win a promotion. But enjoy a personal relationship with a coworker? Oh, no, no, no. Can't have that. If you do that, Jake Tapper will snitch on you, and CNN will fire you. Liars and propagandists are welcome at CNN. Human beings, not so much. What's happened to our culture? We used to ridicule and marginalize snitches. There was nothing worse than being a snitch. Now we're making Frank Burns a cultural hero. Decent people do not rat people out, especially friends and co-workers. It's just something you don't do. If the suits figure it out on their own, they figure it out on their own. You do not run to them, especially when someone's done nothing wrong. I reserve the right to change my opinion as more information becomes available. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.